Om Shanti, I'm Kushali from Malaysia. I've been in GYAN since the past 4 years. I'm currently just started working as a doctor since 4 months ago.
Om Shanti, my name is Brinda. I'm in GYAN since 4 years. I'm from Malaysia and currently I'm studying in university. Yeah, sisters. And that is my lucky dad. Yeah. Thank you.
Om Shanti, I'm Prachi. I was born and brought up in Uttar Pradesh. I'm living in Australia since 8 years. And I'm in GYAN since a year. 1 year, yeah. This is first time to Madhavan. I work as a sales support analyst. So I deal with numbers.
Om Shanti. I'm Ben Tiger. I'm from USA. I'm spending 1 week over here. And good to present. So I've been here 1 week, and we have a local center in Foster City, California, and then we go to Milpitas Center. Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Pragya. Met my father. I've been in GYAN since 8 years, and yeah, 2 years ago we started strictly following. This is my first time in Madhavan, and I've been very excited, and yeah. Om Shanti. I'm in grade 10, I'm 16 years old, so I took business, accounting, and consumers.
Kashvi.
What do you study? What do you study? Which grade do you study?
2.
All right. Okay. Pass on the mic. Thanks.
I'm Shanti. I'm Tamil Selvi from Malaysia. I'm in the knowledge for 1 year. I took the course January. This is my first time. But before this, I used to listen in YouTube. I started following every steps. Baba's send me message every time by Murali or somehow some knowledge I get. I'm a single mother with 3 children. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Chitra. In GYAN, 29 years. No sister. Hi company. New soul.
Om Shanti. My name is Sarojini. I'm in GYAN in 4 years. I'm a housewife.
Om Shanti, sister. I'm Uma, come from Malaysia, in GYAN 4 years, and then I'm doing business.
Any questions, please feel free to ask. This microphone is lying here, yeah?
Om Shanti, nice meeting you all, and welcome home. I'm sure you all might have felt at home, yes? Yeah? Or you felt very strange coming to Madhavan? How many felt at home? How many felt little strange? Little strange? Little? No? Very good. And how many enjoyed Baba's meet yesterday? Very good. Okay. What was your feeling when you met Baba? How did you feel? Okay, yesterday Murali was about love anyway. Yeah, Baba did talk about love because this is our theme for this year. You know, to live with unlimited love. But Baba did explain much about love yesterday. And how did you feel when you were taking Drishti from Baba as your meeting? You all were, how many of you went down to Shantivan? Okay, all of you went down. Very good. So how did you like going down to Shantivan? Good? Okay. Oh yeah, Shantivan is warm. Here it's cold in GYAN Sarovar. Yeah. Yes, it is really a fortune to be in Madhavan. And especially this is a time where you know, December and January is a time where it's more quiet and we have better experience. And then this is a time where Baba, you know, sustain children with his blessing, you see. And Baba always like new Baba's children, and he loves much, much more than the older ones, because newborn children are very lovely. More attention, more love, more care is taken. And I felt you did feel that extra care, extra love from Baba. Because one thing, always remember, whatever you get or you got here in Madhuban, or you will be getting henceforth when you're back in your center, that's all is your right. Your right to get what you get. Your right to get what you got. And so you don't have to feel, you know, like, thank you so much, you did this. You don't have to thank anybody. That was your right. Well, there will be somebody or the other becoming an instrument to give you, but God gives to his children. And every child has a right to take what God gives through whoever it is. And so you are very, very lucky that Baba will sustain and is sustaining, and he'll continue to sustain forever up until the end of the confluence age. So we are all very safe under God's canopy. Yeah? You all understand Murli, no? You understand Murli? You enjoy Murli? Yes? No? Yes, very good. Very good. Were you all comfortable? You had comfortable stay here in Gansarovar? Yes? Were you too cold? Or Malaysians feel a bit cold, no? Because it's not that cold there. Yes, those from US or from Cape Town, it's cold there. So it's only for those from Malaysia. And Australia is also cold. But now it's warm. Yeah, it's summer there, but then otherwise it's cold like this. So you're used to cold anyway. So now it's your turn. If you want to ask any questions, any doubts, anything that you want to talk, even if you want to share anything, you're welcome to do that. Mic is yours. Yeah. Take.
I have a little child. She's 3. Sometimes what I struggle with is, because I sometimes work around her from home, so I'm working and I engage her or give her some activity to play. So when she comes in, and it happens that when I have a meeting, she barges in. And if I want to tell her, okay, so that sometimes it's that, you know, I have to do this. How do I cater to those situations or pre-plan in advance?
You don't have any help at home?
No, sometimes my husband is around if he also works, otherwise no, nothing. Yeah.
So you have a child, so you have to handle with her, because that's the age where children are children, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you are busy with your work, what will the child do? Because the child doesn't have anything else except mother and father. And you have, because child can't accept that mother can have anything else except her or he. You know, so if you are doing your business and not giving attention and care, child will anyway bother you. So you should learn to manage both, or give. You can send her to pre-KG. I don't know if that's
an option. She does go. It's just one day in the week that she's.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
So you don't have on a regular basis there.
No, like Saturday, Sundays we both are there, so we are not working, and just one day she's around me. Yeah, or sometimes when, you know, they ask for something and I suppose it's chocolates or maybe it's cartoons, so she has a fixed time. So how do you explain that little child, because she doesn't understand the concept of time? So just say no and be just on it.
No, you can explain to her. Actually speaking, children, nowadays children are very, very clever children. They're over smart children, they're born over smart. You can explain that 3 years old kid that this is not the time, it is, you will get later, but with lot of love. Because there's no point in getting angry with a child.
Yeah.
Yeah? Number one. Second, because that's her age, she has to be like that. Otherwise, she's not a child.
Yeah.
You can't expect a little child to behave like a grown-up person. So the children will be naughty, and they have to be naughty, I guess. And but it's just little tolerance, little patience you need. But then that's the age where they demand a lot of attention and care, which you have to give. But you just have to talk to her, explain to her, not once, at least a few times, so that the child can understand, oh, this is not the time for me to do this, or this is not the time for me to eat chocolate, or whatever. You can always, with a lot of love, explain to her. And little children, if you explain with love, it just gets printed in their heart, I tell you. But if you get angry, they will not understand, because anger is not there. They can't understand anger. So you have to give some time, explain to her, say, well, Mama is working, you should be doing this, and this is the time. You will get it, but not this time and this time. So you have to explain. Little patience is needed.
Thank you.
And especially this is very little child, you know,
yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, because her understanding, so sometimes, yeah, I struggle with that.
No, it's just that they need some time, you know,
yeah.
They need care.
Mm.
That's the growing age, and so that's all that, all the your love, your care can be, you know, that's the time they need that. That is the nourishment actually for the soul and for mind. That's what I believe in. If you give a lot of love and care and explain right and wrong at that age, then as they grow, they will become very quiet and patient, and they will listen to everything that you say. If you become impatient now, then later on they will get angry, because that's what they've been seeing, you getting angry, so that's the way to speak. That's the way to... So they learn that. So it's up to you how what you want to teach your child. Yeah? Anybody want to ask anything? Any questions? Ulla kuda kekalam puridha enakku. Ah, solunga, solunga. Yeah, 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 yeah. You, that's okay, solunga. That's on 18th. Yeah. Day after tomorrow will be your class from 9:30 to 10:30. You'll have Tamil class. Yeah. No questions? Or you want to share anything? Whatever you want to share. Maybe you want to share your experience also, you can do that. Okay, I have a question. May I? Yeah? Now what, you came to Madhuban, you had good experience, you were here in Madhuban for whatever the time, maybe a week or, you know, 10 days or whatever the time. Now what will you go back and do? What are you carrying with you? Because nobody go from Madhuban empty hand. So what is that you're carrying with you? That's always there, even before coming here. So what is that special that you're carrying from here? So you want to cancel your ticket? You don't look a father of these two big children. You don't look that old. Yeah, nice. Arabi kuch. What will you do when you get back? Great. Thank you. And you will cry. You cry? Oh, she doesn't want to leave. You don't want to leave. So you come to my office. You help me in my office. Okay? Really? Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. Very good. This is real home. That's your laukik home, but this is alaukik, your real home. Real home is where that you're taken care of, both your mind and your body. You're taken care of, the soul is taken care of, your feelings taken care of. So we say this is your home, the real home. That's the home where you have a lot of responsibilities, but here is a home where you're a child and somebody else is having responsibility for you. See that you eat right time, sleep right time, listen to Murli, do everything right, and you're taken care if you're feeling good. There is someone to ask you if everything is okay, if you need anything, you know, all of that. And so, yeah, this is real home. Yeah. Great, yeah, that's important actually to, frankly speaking, it's very easy to become a Brahman. It's very easy to understand Baba's knowledge. But then to sustain that throughout my whole life is a big challenge. To become good, anybody, everybody can become good, but to sustain that goodness throughout the whole life is the challenge. To become a Brahman doesn't take long, but to be a Brahman, to be that Brahman means to follow all that principles as you said, and then to give importance to everything what Baba says, and to give importance to yourself, you know, and to especially the state of mind, you know, because now when I say I'm a Brahman, it means my body, my wealth, my mind, my everything belongs to Baba, my time, everything belongs to Baba. So it's Baba's time, this is Baba's body, then it is Baba's mind. So I need to take care of the mind, I need to take care of body, I need to take care of everything. Because this is God's, now it's not mine anymore. If it is mine, then I will be careless. Then if it is somebody else, I can't be careless, isn't it? And so Baba says, give everything to me so that you will be more careful. You don't misuse it. And that's the, you know, trick what Baba always uses. And another thing is, anytime, any difficulty you feel, anytime, anywhere you feel a little upset, don't carry that upset state of mind for long. First of all, see that you shouldn't get upset. Because anything upsets you only when you accept it. When you reject it, it will not upset you. You accept people's opinion, you accept people's comment, you accept what people say, accept the situation, then it hurts you. If I tell you're good for nothing, it will hurt you only when you accept it. Oh, I'm good for nothing. I'm good for nothing. And we repeat it, even though your mind doesn't accept it. Your mind doesn't accept, but you repeat it in your mind. And then it hurts you. When you think this is not a right thing, Dadi Gulzar always used to give a beautiful example. I have a mango. Okay? You like mango? Okay. Now I give you a mango. But that's rotten mango. Will you take it? Will you take? I'm giving with lot of love. A rotten mango. Will you take, accept rotten mango? You will accept a rotten mango? See, this is what we do. Okay, even you accept it. Will you eat? Okay? Okay, because I'm giving with love, with respect, you may accept it, but will you eat it? When you see it's rotten, throw it, right? So when I say you're good for nothing, you're not worthy, whatever, you know, this is rotten, this is not right thing. So this will only affect you if you accept it. Now first thing is, I gave you a rotten mango, that's my mistake, that's up to me. But then you accepted it, you ate, you did two mistakes. Most of the hurt, most of the pain, we only get with close people. Remember that. Because we have lot of expectation. I expect my daughter, I expect my son, I expect my husband, I expect my wife, I expect my friend, whoever in the family, to be the way I want it to be. And if it is not the way I think, according to my picture in the mind that I've created for you, then I feel hurt. If you don't do the way, I expect you to respect me, and if you don't respect me, I'm hurt. But then is it you're hurt because she's not respecting? Or am I hurt because I expect her to respect me? What is the hurt? Because for her it is normal. That's how she behaves. That's how that person always did. Or maybe I didn't notice. Or maybe I'm expecting too much from that person. Or maybe that person's mind, state of mind is not in a right condition today. So I, being Baba's child, should be able to understand the state of mind of that person and help that person to feel close to Baba or feel normal, feel good. Instead, I expect people to make me comfortable, make me feel good. Why should they do? They are not Baba's children. They are not Baba's, they are not Brahmins. Baba's children, yes, everybody are Baba's children. But they are not Jnani souls, no? They are not Baba's Brahman children. You will not feel. Number one. Second, nothing will happen in life without a reason. If I don't throw a ball, the ball will not come back to me. So if I see ball coming back to me, it means I did throw the ball. May not be today, but yesterday. May not be yesterday, way back, when I don't even remember when I threw it. When you throw the ball very high, it takes a while to reach, come back. So anything happening that you think is not right, number one, is because I throw it to you and you're throwing back to me. Third, even if somebody is doing it, they are creating their karma. So why should I get disturbed? It's you who are behaving bad, not me. So why am I affected when your words were bad, your behavior was bad? I shouldn't. That's you creating bad karma. So sense of detachment. I think it is my so-and-so is doing did this to me. So I and mine, we get caught in this I and mine circle, then I'm hurt. That's their karma. This is my karma. They are carrying theirs and I'm carrying mine. So always remember, I need to remember what I should think, what I should speak, what I should feel is absolutely my choice. It means my state of mind is so weak that a person's word is influencing me to such an extent that my mind got disturbed. Am I so weak? So where did your self-respect go? Who are you? Who am I? God gave me so much of love. He's just holding me in His hand like that. And if somebody said something, why should I get hurt? It means I've forgotten my value, my worth, my relationship with Baba. And so it's very, very important. Today Baba talked about Karma Yogi. Yeah. So this is what is Karma Yogi, to maintain that self-respect all the time throughout, even whilst in action, either Laukik or Laukik or whatever. Anybody other than you, it may be Laukik, it may be Alaukik, it may be profession, any human soul other than you is different from you, whoever it is. So it is their karma, it's my karma. So I need to use knowledge. Yoga means to apply knowledge while there is a situation. You remember, at least you remember what Baba said in this situation. That will help us to get back to the normal. We forget many times, no Babas? We are so much, our emotions are so weak that then we sometimes we know it's drama, we know it's karma, we know it's all good and all that. And most importantly, Baba says, anything happens in confluence stage is all for good. You remember that? Whatever happens is for good. When I know I'm Baba's child, anything happening for me is good, why am I worrying? It means I have no faith in what Baba said. I'm just repeating. If there is faith, then I wouldn't feel. Either faith or feel. You see? That's very important. Wherever you think it's mine, you're trapped. You trap yourself. So even if it's your child, your family, Laukik family, your profession, they're Baba's children. They're Baba's children. They're also Baba's children in reality. Whether they are BK or non-BK, but then they're Baba's children anyway. So they're Baba's children. Baba has put me to take care of them. Nobody in your family is in Gyan, but you are like maintaining a center, like a Gita Pachala. You have to take care of them. You don't have to tell Gyan if they don't like. Don't force Gyan on anybody. You have to show Gyan through your actions, through your words, through your patience, you know, through your love, through your interaction. This is the best way to give knowledge. Otherwise, you keep telling Gyan and then you're getting angry, you shout at them, then they said that will not impress. That's not knowledge at all in a way. Sapingla illiya? Sapadliya? Saptingla.
இங்கிருந்து நான் மலேசியாவுக்கு போகிறப்போ வீட்டுக்கு என் மனசை வந்து சாந்தப்படுத்துறதுக்கு இனி ஏதாவது சுச்சுவேஷன் நடக்கிறப்போ நான் இது முன்னுக்கு வந்து சட்டு சட்டுன்னு ரியாக்ட் பண்ணிடுவேன். ஸோ அதை வந்து நான் எனக்குள்ளே வந்து நான் பாப்பாட்ட ப்ராமிஸ் பண்ணி அதை நான் காமாக வச்சுருக்கணும். அதை வந்து நான் மெயின்டைன் பண்ணேன்.
She said she was reacting to all the situations and she's taking back to be very quiet and peaceful even the situations are not right. That's her experience.
Here I feel very peace and calm, very calm here. So in a care, very busy life. So I try to apply them. I want to routine to bring in my life.
Om Shanti sister. So my takeaway from here is We are here, me and my two Loki daughters are here. So we feel, we felt Madhuman. So we want to bring this Madhuman back home, because there are four more waiting there. So there are seven in the family. So we have to inspire them. The beauty of this place. It's a beautiful place. Looking at sisters and brothers here, their dedication, we feel that we want to be like them. We can do more. I think now we are not doing maybe not enough. We definitely can do more to sustain and also to spread Baba's knowledge. It need to reach many people. Many people out there actually they are silently suffering. They are just not telling. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and Om Shanti.